For many in South Louisiana, flooding is a part of daily life. You buy flood insurance, plan ahead, have a place to stay if there's a big hurricane. But the floods this summer in and around Baton Rouge took a lot of people by surprise. Many of them had moved away from the coast after previous storms and never thought it would happen there. Donald Hebert is one of them. His house in Denham Springs took a foot of water. He went to Madisonville with family. It was the fourth time he's had to move due to flooding. His grandson, Jacques Hebert, sat down to ask him what's changed in those decades and how he's navigating his options now.
I wanted to talk to my grandfather because growing up, I had always heard the stories of storms that had affected he and my grandmother in their lifetime. Over the course of his lifetime, he's been affected by four storms, mainly while they lived in Plaquemines Parish, where he moved after college and married my grandmother, whose family had been there for quite a while. And, you know, this has been such a focus in some ways of his life, of what he's gone through, that I just wanted to sit down and understand how he's been able to get through it, and also what lessons he could give me as someone living in coastal Louisiana.
Well, I guess tell me about the first storm you lived through, and I guess it was down there in Plaquemines Parish. Was it Hurricane Flossie in 1956?
We had just, when we first got married, we built a garage apartment. And then after our son was born and he got a little older, we built a house in Point LaHache. And we lived in it for less than a month when the Flossie come along. And, of course, Flossie took the house. The back part and the lower side were gone.
So you lived in that house for a month before it was destroyed by a storm?
Yes.
It was a really hard time for my grandparents. They were just starting out in their marriage. Their house was completely destroyed. They had to rebuild without much help from anyone, and they did. I mean, they've rebuilt in Point LaHache because that's where my grandfather had to be for his job, and they lived there for another 9 years until Hurricane Betsy again destroyed their house. After about a few years, they decided to move further north to Braithwaite, where they thought they would be better protected and, you know, safer from storms, and they were for a while, actually about 40 years until 2005, when Hurricane Katrina again destroyed their house, and then Rita, a month later, flooded it.
What happened in Katrina?
Well, Katrina, we had, what, the water 1 foot from the ceiling. We had furniture that was in the bedrooms, wound up in the garage. We had furniture that was in the living room, the den, wound up in the dining room. We had furniture all over the place that, and it was funny, we had a curio cabinet that was there that your grandmother had angels, ceramic angels, in the curio cabinet. And it was next to a desk, and then the other side was a big television, and we had also a radio stereo combination, big one, and all that stuff was all over the place. It was upside down, and some of it, like I said, in the garage, some of it, the bedrooms, we had stuff from the bedrooms. They wound up in the den, and that curio cabinet stayed right where it was with all the ceramic angels as though it hadn't been, it wasn't touched. But everything else was there. It was all over the place.
And you still have those angels?
Oh, yes, yeah, still have them.
It's funny that all the things you think are more fragile have survived.
Yes. Yeah.
The stuff that seems like it's easiest to break, it's still here.
Yeah, well, that's just one of those things.
After Katrina, my grandparents decided it was enough. They moved to Denham Springs. They couldn't go through another storm.
And then when you were in Denham Springs, you know, you thought you were better protected, that you didn't have to worry about this again.
Yeah.
What was it like, you know, being in a place where you thought you were safe, but then being flooded?
Well, I said, here we go all over again. So it's something that you couldn't help. I don't care where you go somewhere in this country, you're going to have some problems. We just happen to have this type.
What's it like to have gone through this four times? I mean, what were you thinking when what was going through your head?
Like I said, not again. The only good thing about it is that we've got flood insurance.
I lived outside of the state for about 10 years, and I moved back because this is home. My grandparents instilled in me a love for this place, and I wanted to be back here. Growing up in Plaquemines Parish, I loved hearing the fog horns from the boats on the river and riding my bike on the Mississippi River levee. I now live in Holy Cross in New Orleans, where I can still hear the fog horns, and I still ride my bike on the Mississippi River levee. It's as close to Plaquemines Parish as I can get.
What do you see as the future for your grandchildren, like me, your great-grandchildren? Do you, you know, hope that they have a future here in Louisiana and on the coast?
Yes, I do. The only thing is I'm not going to be around to see it, whatever happens.
Do you think it's worth staying on the Louisiana coast?
Well, if the coast keeps disappearing like it is, you might have to move a little farther north. But, like I said, Louisiana's home.
That's why I moved back.
It was really meaningful to have this conversation with my grandfather. He has been through so much in his life, had so many struggles, and he's still here. You know, he survived them, and he didn't have, you know, all the choices that I have in my life. I can choose to live elsewhere. He had to be here, but I choose to be here because I love it. It's home, and I commit my life to working to build support for coastal restoration so we can save as much of Louisiana's coast as possible. And for those of us who love it and want to be here, we have to make choices that are going to allow us to be here, you know, 50, 100 and more years into the future.